It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. And I thought I'd come to you from the Adriatic Sea today, here in Montenegro. You could see it behind me. Pretty cool stuff. I'm doing a motorcycle trip through Montenegro and I'm just having the time of my life. But I thought I'd take a second just to talk really quickly about something that happened last week. And everybody was waiting for it for like 2 years, 3 years, some long period of time. And it happened. And so there's this saying on Wall Street, buy the rumor, sell the news. And I think this might have been a buy the rumor, sell the news event. But in any case, the number two cryptocurrency, arguably, Ethereum, just did what's called a merge or a fork, right? Basically, there's now a couple of Ethereums. Well, basically what Ethereum itself did is they transitioned from a proof of work system, which is, well, I'll explain in a second, proof of work system into what's called a proof of stake system. And so, you know, there's like 20,000 cryptocurrencies out there, Bitcoin being the only one so far that's really a proof of work system and totally decentralized. And all the other ones are proof of what are called proof of stake. So here's the way to think about it. It's essentially proof of work is basically like a centralized database, right? Proof of stake. So proof of stake is anything that's centralized. So if you think about, you know, Amazon, they probably have one big, huge database that runs everything. If you think about, you know, FedEx, they probably have one huge database that runs everything. Think about the federal government. They've got one huge database that runs the whole thing, and it's centralized. It all happens out of Washington, D.C. The same thing is true with anything that's proof of stake. So anything centralized, I should say, is coming from one central place. Pretty simple, right? And then anything that's what's called proof of work is decentralized. In other words, it's coming from many different places. There's no single point of failure. So what does that mean? Well, in Bitcoin's case, there are 21 million Bitcoins that will ever be made. That's already written in the code. And everybody agrees on that. And what they do is they go around and they prove it every single time they mine a block, right? It's called proof of work. They prove that there's actually some verification of the prior blocks and they make a new block. And then everybody, you know, proves that. And so, but there's no one person. There's no board of directors. There's no one guy. There's nobody pulling the strings. There's nobody that can take control. And that is the first time in history that that's ever happened. And now it's got so many million nodes that there's no way they can coordinate any kind of attack on Bitcoin and, you know, make it fail. On the other hand, anything that's centralized can fail. And so Ethereum just became centralized. And when they became centralized this week, they went to proof of stake. Basically, that means that anyone with 51% of the control of the Ethereums, the tokens, the coins, has control of the entire ecosystem. And so what essentially has happened is everybody was excited about this. And now I like Ethereum. I think it's got a lot of utility other than currency. It's got utility as a smart contract platform, which basically means you can build lots of utility on top of it, which is great. It's a different thing. It's like the HTTP that you put in front of the website. You know, when you type that into your URL, that's the protocol. Well, Ethereum has kind of a similar protocol, which is cool, but I think they blew it. They went to this proof of stake and they basically made it centralized. And everybody thought, well, Ethereum, you know, which was about $1,800 per token right before the merge, is now $1,300 a token. So everybody kind of selling the news. And basically people are saying, you know what? We're not so sure that this proof of stake centralization of this coin is a good thing, because the people that control 51% of it now can ruin it. They can send it to zero. So a lot of people think Ethereum, I don't know what's going on back there, a lot of people think Ethereum could go to zero now. And so you're seeing a lot of selling in Ethereum, selling the news. So I don't know what's going to happen with it. I still think it's the number two, but I think the king Mac Daddy is Bitcoin. It's been around for 13 years and it's not been breached, and it's, you know, there's scarcity to it. There's a whole bunch of really cool things. You probably heard me talk about Bitcoin before. Ethereum is number two, but I think they kind of blew it. And so I think by going to that proof of stake away from proof of work, and you'll hear a lot more about this in the future, it kind of sealed their fate as just one of the other typical cryptocurrencies. And now they've got some utility, but now they're also a proof of stake, not a proof of work. So maybe not the best thing that was possible. But anyway, I thought you might want to hear a little bit about what's happened in the Ethereum and the cryptocurrency world you normally hear me talking about Bitcoin, but in this case, you should know what's going on in Ethereum. Hope that helps you. Hope it helps you understand this complicated little cryptocurrency market. And I'll see you on the next edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.